Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was traumatized. I kept thinking Vegas strippers, Doug's massage, excessive drinking, drug use, unprotected sex. Like, it's all, like, flashing in front of me.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it.
Because I have a UTI and I'm in pain.
And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Judge Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
I mean, we've got a whole new look in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
A whole new. Keep you guessing.
Okay, so the last time I saw you, you had very, very short hair.
I did.
Today you have...
Long braids.
Long braids.
Yes.
And it looks good. And
thank
I told you.
You
that I honestly think you look about 10 years younger.
And I told you, like that meme says, prepare to be sick of me then because I'm going to be having these braids in for the rest of my life. Right? Yes.
In fact, Your Honor, I was, Keenan and I went to the bathroom because I can't go alone. And so he was my buddy. We went to the bathroom. We were on our way back in the hallway. And I'm like, God, Your Honor looks good. He's like, I really do like those braids. I said, she's my age. And he goes, she looks a lot younger. And I said, fuck you.
Yeah. Yes, honey. This is what we got to do. Actually, used to wear my hair like this when I was younger. So the fact that people say I look younger is, I mean, you know, I probably look like my former self. But I love them. You got to switch it up. You know, limitless possibilities. You know how I live.
Yeah, I know.
Change
I know.
It up.
And you look good. You look slim. You've been working out.
Yes.
Now, what I was surprised to hear is that your breasts are
yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, the girls are out today.
Yes.
They are
yes.
out.
Yeah. The girls are
up.
Too.
They're
yeah.
up.
Honey, they up and
that's
up and stuck.
That's a strong bra.
But stuck in this bra.
Yes.
I don't even know if that's the lyrics. I'm
going to
date myself. Is it? Okay. But they are, and I told Jeff, because he needed to know, that when you get older, you've got to really invest in great bras.
Yes.
And this one is a great one.
Can
and
you
yes,
recommend
they're
it
all
to
natural.
Megan?
Shut up, Jeff.
Because look at how low Megan's sitting.
They're not low.
Compared to Your Honor. Yours are a foot lower.
That's not
no,
true.
Not. Stop it.
I've got a good bra on.
What?
But there are different looks. Now, I just personally, and this is way TMI, but this is the truth, I didn't have these all my life.
Late
but
life.
Late in, well, after CJ. You know, they never
so you still
went
have
back.
Milk.
Milk.
Actually, I don't, but it looks like I do.
Yeah. So what kind of bra do you have for our lady, you know, listeners out there? Because
well,
this is a good bra.
You have to find the one that's right for you, right?
Okay.
Now, one of the ones I've been loving, and this is what this is from, and it might, you know, strike you crazy, but Spanx makes a really great
gotta
bra.
Gotta love Spanx.
I
they make a really
that.
Great bra. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have one of those, Megan?
No, but I have all the undergarments, the
yes.
lower undergarments.
They make a really great bra.
That's
they do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So are
and
you
they,
wearing
and
a
they hold you up. This one is.
Okay.
And yes, it is.
Is
wow.
it a is it a sports bra or is it like a real over the shoulder boulder holder?
This one is boulder holder. It actually is one that you still snap in the back, but
yeah.
you could pull it on over your head if you wanted to, but it's not technically a sports bra. It's just really like an every occasion, but it has a really nice lift on
nice.
It, and that's why I love
will
it.
Will you wear
and
it on
comfortable.
A date, or is it not sexy enough when you get naked?
Well, if you're naked, you don't have your bra
no,
on.
No, but you know what I mean. He's like undressing you. He's undressing you, and you want, you know what I mean? Like, you want, like, pretty underwear. Is it pretty?
Well, when you see all this I got going on, it doesn't matter.
They're not
going
to be looking at the bra.
Okay. No, I'm just teasing. Yeah, it's very basic. But you know what I love sometimes is you can have a nice basic black bra that looks beautiful.
Yes.
Your panty can be the very sexy thing because I don't play around. I don't care if the bra's got all the frills and trills and all that, and then I'm sitting, you know, 6 feet under.
Right.
So
right.
I can't do all that. And like I said, I'm learning to work with these later in life.
Yes. And the bra probably comes off pretty quickly, I'm
and
guessing.
And I know.
Jeffrey.
I'm just saying they probably go there first.
Your Honor.
I'm just saying. I mean, I would imagine when you're on a date, they go there first.
Well, okay, so this is a question. Do we still do have to do all that where he got to take it off? Because I just do my own thing.
Like, I'm ready to go.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need you to undress me.
No.
Right, right.
Okay, I really don't.
No, me neither.
I really don't. Because, yeah. You know, you might, you know how we are. Yeah. I might, my stuff needs to go a certain place. Oh. That might throw the night off.
I see. So he just has to worry about himself getting naked. Worry, you're going to handle it.
Look, worry about yourself, okay? Because I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready.
So
okay.
The Spanx bra, is that...
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
How did I let him roll me?
I just have one more question.
It's a little disrespectful.
I just have one more question. Is it part of the carpool collection?
This that I have on, yes, and the bras as well.
Okay, because this, you and I talked about this because...
And the tankies as well, honey.
Because today... And I'm very nervous about this, is my first day ever driving carpool.
Oh,
what?
How did you do?
I have never driven carpool. I've only picked up Monroe or dropped off Monroe.
You're picking up other kids?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
I already know. I'm going to shut the fuck up. I am not going to say anything inappropriate. I'm going to stay very quiet. Aside from just like, how are your day, kids? Because I've one of the kids I've never even met.
And don't take any phone calls.
Oh.
No.
No.
I didn't think about that.
How
you
many kids?
No, did you take phone calls?
No, today's my first day.
Okay, but you didn't talk on the phone, did you?
Today's our first day.
Today's, I haven't done it. No.
It goes today.
I'm sorry. I didn't take them this morning. That was Gage.
Oh.
I do the pickup today.
Oh, okay. Don't talk. Okay, so then you need to know. Don't take calls. Don't talk on the phone.
Okay, I got
to
focus.
What
you
about
need to
songs?
Focus.
What? Can I play our songs? Is there like inappropriate? Like, is Pitbull's globalization not appropriate for carpool? That's my question.
I don't think so.
No, it's not appropriate. And I think it's a great time, at least for me. When I did carpool, I want to know about their day. And you hear the best conversation. Mm-hmm. So whatever music you're playing, just keep it low because the interactions in
hilarious.
The back is hilarious. And you get all the intel of which teachers are raggedy, which ones are doing what they're supposed to do, which ones are the great teachers, what the lunch tastes like. I don't know if she eats the lunch, but, you know, all of that.
Right. So it's her best friend. And then there's another boy. So it's two girls and a boy. Monroe, her best friend, and then the boy. And so I'm picking the three up. But I'm nervous because Gage was like, I was on the phone with him last night. He goes, okay, look, when we picked her up for the summer program, forget what you did. It's a whole different thing.
Yes.
Because when the summer program is, I would get there early. So I'm the first car, right? Remember we did that, Shane?
Yep.
We would be the first car. So I would get
there. Look at you achieving.
But listen to this. Okay, so the summer program I had down, I knew exactly where to go. I knew that if I was early, I could be the first one in, first one out. But Gage said, no, this is different now. Do you know how you went in to the right? You don't go into the right. You actually go backwards. You go into the left, and you circle around the other way. I'm like, the opposite way? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, if I get there early, can I be front line? He's like, nope. They open the gates at 2:30. He's like, if you go at 2:29, they'll turn you away. So you have to ride at 2:30. We got to rush the fucking gate, Shane. And then he said, regardless, it's going to be 20 minutes. It's going to be 20 minutes. And there's a whole thing. So you go in line, and then we have a placard with the three kids' names.
Yes, okay. Put that in your car.
I pull up the opposite direction of where we picked her up.
Why do you go to the left?
I don't know.
Un-American.
So we would go up the...
It's like the UK.
We would go up the ramp to the right. Now we go to the left, and we go the other way up and down the ramp.
Okay.
Because he says you go right out the gate. That's why.
Oh.
Okay. So then you get up there. He said there's like eight security guards.
Yes.
Fucking, I'm stressed
out. Good.
I'm stressed out. I just want to get those kids in the car fast because I don't want people like, what is he doing?
No, but you can't be edgy in carpool.
You gotta go with the flow.
You gotta go with the flow. There's gonna be lots of people because and you can't be stressed out because then there'll be like, and I don't know how this campus is, but this is how a lot of them are. There's a lot of parents who are like, well, I can't wait in carpool, so now I've got to go up. I got to get my child because they've got an appointment, and then there are people walking. Like, you've got to be chill and just do what they tell you. No, like, trying to jet out this way or that way. Just chill.
Like I used to do at the preschool.
He cut off our only friends in the parking lot.
Monroe's best friend's dad.
See, how did I know this? Brian. I didn't even know this, but that's why I had to tell him.
But can I tell you, I really like Brian a lot. He's a very nice man, but he's a little more passive. So what happened is there was somebody backing out, some mom in a big SUV that shouldn't be fucking driving it, and she's doing like a 9-point try to turn it around. And I was like, Brian, I didn't know it was Brian. but it's like, just go around because she's going to take forever. So I went around like an asshole. Oh. I drove around Brian, cut him off to get around the woman in the big escalator or whatever. And then when I pulled up, Brian pulled right behind me and it was
like, hey, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, what a douchebag. So I won't make that same mistake.
Please don't.
Not Brian. I'm the douchebag.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'm the douchebag.
Yes, you definitely are.
And they're just the
nicest
people.
Don't do that.
They're so sweet.
Brian and Mary Ellen. They're just so sweet.
Shout and then, out. Like, are they getting the kids in the car?
Today?
Do you know that rule? Because then you have to think about COVID. Like, do you know the rules about that? Because
I don't.
Okay, so you've got to know, like, do you pull up and does the administrator open the door and put the kids in? Or do you, you're not supposed to get out because it's carpool, so don't get out.
Okay, this is really good advice because I was just planning on getting out.
No, you got to pay attention. Now, the last carpool post-COVID, it was when you pull up to the carpool lane, and usually this is what makes it smoother. One of the administrators that are kind of like staffed every so often, when they have your kids, they're going to be waiting for you. When you pull up, they're going to open the door and the kids will load in. And that's what I'm saying. And also don't be in a rush to be pulling off before they get the door closed and the
seatbelts
on.
And that's the fucking thing, Monroe. Like, she's such a pain in the ass with that seatbelt.
Yeah. That's no joke.
You're going to have to lean over probably
I'll
buckle her in.
Okay.
So we can get going because I don't want because I'm going to stress out. I don't want to hold up the line.
See, and I know you're going to have all that energy because you do feel like that.
Yes.
But you just got to pay attention. Now, if you are supposed to get out of the car, which I think will be kind of odd because that really holds up the line when the parents have got to get in. And especially like if they have backpacks. Now, you have to remember when you pull up, be careful there's no one behind you or nothing's happening because you got to pop that trunk, right? Because then usually they load the backpacks in the trunk.
I didn't
even know
that. Because
they all can't get in with the backpack.
Didn't even think. You're right.
Like
didn't even think about that.
And that's unsafe because if you have to stop fast, the backpack knocks them upside the head. That ain't gonna work.
Well, I hope they know.
Child,
that when
we
my
just
trunk...
need to meet for tea after. You don't know what the hell you doing.
I don't, and okay, that's why I'm so
this
nervous.
This is about to be a mess.
The one thing I don't like is because when you, with my trunk, you like your trunk, you press the button and it closes itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want an administrator manually closing my trunk because all you do is press the button and it closes itself.
Well, I think they know that.
They do know that now.
Okay.
Because they're going to see you press it to open.
Okay.
And so I'm sure they assume that it would close.
Do you have three car seats in your car? Sorry.
No.
How do you get the three kindergartners?
I'll tell you why. Because our meeting point is pretty close to the school.
Oh, just
so what happens is I don't have to take the kids home. We have a meeting spot.
I see.
Right where the nannies or the parents or whatever pick up.
So you don't have three car seats.
No.
I don't care if you go on two steps. You're supposed to have the car seats.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't.
I'd have to have
you
three
guys
car
are reckless.
Seats.
Yes.
I'd have to have three car seats back there.
That's what you need. Or you need the boosters.
Yes, that was brought up.
Oh,
yeah.
The boosters.
You definitely. And
boosters.
Then what usually happens is the kids who carpool will travel with their boosters.
I mean, you get in a car accident, you're going to decapitate those kids with a seatbelt.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
I'm not going to get in a car accident.
No.
Well, you don't know that.
No, someone could hit you.
You need a booster seat.
You need booster seats for all the kids, at least if.
Probably that woman in the Escalade.
If you need whatever,
I hope she does not go to the new school.
The school we're done.
We're fucked.
You got to hit Target.
Whatever. Yeah, you do. You got work to do.
Gage said that too. I need to get the booster.
Yeah, just go to Target
and
Well, today they're in a regular seatbelt. But
no.
Well, today they are.
Go to Target after this.
No, go to Target.
It's right there.
It's right down the street.
Time to go to Target. I have a dental. I'm getting my veneers polished.
You know, forget the booster seat.
You know, again? Look at him. He's dead serious.
Well, because I had coffee and red wine. And so, yes, you have to go and get them polished because they stain.
Every 3 days?
I told you I'm going to go often.
It's so weird.
So you also need to check with the people you're driving because some kids actually travel with their booster seats and they drop them off in a room outside the office. That happens.
I'm sorry. Monroe is not traveling with a fucking booster
no,
seat.
No, not Monroe,
that
but I'm saying sometimes
happening.
The kids
social
that you
suicide.
Have.
I say put the two boosters in the trunk and get
might
on with
well
your day.
Might as well give her a trumpet
two
or
boosters
a
and then
tuba.
Her seat. But you should have them anyway. You should have them.
I'm going to get them.
Well,
I hear what you're saying.
For sure.
So what I've learned today is maybe or maybe not get out of the car. I'm going to watch what other parents do.
Or maybe not volunteer for carpool because you're not ready.
It's so true. Now,
let me give you a month or so.
I did ask you, because I did consider when I got dressed, if I have to get out of the car today,
yeah.
I want to look cute. Is this a good for carpool collection for me?
I think right now you're almost there. Like, I like it. It's not bad. If she forgot her lunch, if something had to happen and you had to walk into the school, it is presentable. Now, could you...
Do I look poor?
Wait, what?
Poor. Your money is coming.
You all are freaking crazy. I love your blazer look.
Yes.
And you have so many of them.
I do.
Love it. And even if you just had on like a little, you know, V-neck or even a crew neck underneath it, that sip blazer on the top would be really cute.
I knew. I should have grabbed a blazer.
That's nice.
But it's not, you know, they're, and the shirt blazer is kind of like dark. So it's not really giving like kid, it's
Did you like my shoes?
It's not giving I've got the booster seats.
Are you okay with my
Well,
shoes?
He doesn't.
Right, that's the point.
Shoes are good.
The shoes are good.
Cute. I didn't want to do tennis shoes.
Should he take off
I want to look like I have a job.
A
super cute.
Even though I don't
look.
as of October 15th.
That's not true.
Yeah, but I want to look like I have a job.
You look really cute. I just think next time, if you're going
to,
especially if you're going to do a darker shirt, like if you had on a lighter shirt,
more approachable.
More approachable. I think that would be fresher.
I want to be relatable.
But with a darker shirt, I think a little blazer over the top would have just
been
cute.
You did that. You dressed up an otherwise casual outfit with a nice blazer.
Yeah, I just throw them on because I don't wear my arms out a lot. It's a thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a thing. So I
Shane does it too.
Yeah, but I just put the blazer over my shoulders.
Oh, yes, honey.
Rich.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm nervous about this carpool.
You
thing.
Should be.
Sorry to stress you, but now you see how it feels when you talk to me about houses.
Those 3 points that you made, the boosters, the trunk, getting out of the car, the phone,
and no music. And no phone calls. Don't be all on the phone.
These are all really, Gage never told me this. He set me up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to remember as well, there's always judgment. So someone will always be, remember, someone will always be looking inside your car.
That's
right?
What I was thinking.
So also don't do the turnaround, get in! You know, don't do one of those.
I do that.
How do I know that?
Yeah.
How do I know that? See, I'm trying to tell you.
Also, Monroe,
you'd be busted.
Put your seatbelt on.
I do that.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Okay.
You can't do that because remember. Because
they'll hear me screaming across
the. Get your ass in the seat. It's not going to go well.
Have you heard me?
I've been in the car before, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. She does frustrate me sometimes.
Well, all She's kids do. I mean, all parents have those moments. We're trying to give you carpool communication skills. Remember, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I do, okay? So, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to be very calm. Kids, please put on your seatbelts.
Well, not like you had a Xanax.
I am going to take a Xanax, 1 milligram. Okay. I think that I feel good. I feel adequately prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I am worried about the route, but we'll just follow the cars.
Just you know what? Stay in line.
As much as I want to be first, I cannot be first today.
Not today.
Because I don't know where I'm going.
That's right.
So I think we should go in at like 2:33.
We should 2:33. Be like fifth in line. Like as soon as like we see them, they have the pattern down, it's established, then we know what
to do. Well, with private schools, that's probably going to be 2:30:15.
Yeah.
If you wait till 2:33, you might have 33 cars.
That's true.
Well, that's what Gage told me.
Well,
he was at 2:32 or 2:33, and he said that it took him 20 minutes to get through carpool.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Because everybody wants to get out of there. So
you know those bitches are waiting at 2:29, and you know they.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they know where to wait. See, you got to learn that. You've got to learn
right
like,
after
where
hot
am
yoga.
I sitting?
Yep.
Yes. They parked somewhere, and then they've gone to walk around by the school, like they do all that, and then they just jump in their cars and they're ready. So you got to learn the ropes. Don't make it too competitive today because you're going to lose.
Okay.
And then it's going to set you up, and then you're going to be negative about carpool. So don't work yourself up.
And you'll get a bad reputation.
I got this. All right, I got this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with Judge Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Okay, so I did want to ask you, there was a rabbit carcass found on your property. You were concerned that it was your beloved pet, Slim Shady. Is Slim Shady confirmed dead at this point?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in quite a while. And it wasn't the carcass. It was just, if you remember, it was just the two little rabbit's feet. I don't know if they were the front feet or the back feet, but the contractor just found two little rabbit's feet.
But that's not necessarily Slim Shady.
Well, I think it's Slim Shady.
She
I haven't
died,
seen...
girl.
Yeah, I haven't seen him, her, around for quite some time.
And if you, so he was around daily. Did you feed him?
Yes. Sometimes I would get some extra spinach or carrots and sprinkle it along the driveway, and you know.
Have you done that recently?
No, I gave up all hope.
We don't know if it's actually Slim Shady or Slim Shady's
brother,
sibling. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Cousin.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
Maybe entice and see if I can, you know.
I'm not convinced Slim Shady is dead.
Maybe he's just grieving.
Or went on to another home that's a cleaner. Or also
maybe the trash can pulls out nicely and it won't fall.
Yeah, doesn't fall.
But maybe someone else is feeding him on the regular because it doesn't sound like you were feeding him every day. He could have gone to another home. I'm not sure.
He's a wild bunny. Okay. He's, you know what? He's a Conejo bunny. If you want to get specific.
Oh, and you really love?
Love my Slim.
Oh. Yeah.
But he hasn't been seen in a few weeks.
And the contractor found two dead. It found rabbit's feet and no body.
It doesn't necessarily mean it was Slim Shady.
Yeah. I've got to love
it. I mean, this sounds like an episode of CSI.
It really does. Jeff Lewis Live Investigates.
Yes. So I'm suggesting you put food out on the driveway and see if he comes
back.
Not
a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might.
You just assume.
I just assume.
And what happens when we assume?
You make an ass out of you and me.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Now, did you hear about her accident at the Magic Castle? Since you are an attorney as well as a judge, I want to know if she has a case.
Oh, Lord. What happened at the Magic Castle? I just passed there yesterday.
Fell down a flight of stairs. But I'll tell you why. There was no room between the back of my bar stool and the first step.
It's not to code,
Definitely
Your
not
Honor.
To code.
Not
Definitely
to code.
Not to code.
Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah, there was just like this little teeny strip. And like
seven to nine inches.
Hey. And it's, come on,
wait, why did I just get it?
I was like
seven. To
it
nine.
Sounds good, but not in this case.
Not in this case. Yeah. Not in this case. Barely enough room for my size 11 foot. So I stepped back.
So you stepped back
and fell backwards down the staircase.
And rolled down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh my.
One of the
Absolutely.
Funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and
I was
do we have the audio?
Okay, hold on.
We have the audio. We have the audio.
They recorded it.
The visual that went with that. But Megan, no, really, I mean, is that where the bar stools were placed? You didn't go move a bar stool that wasn't put it in the table?
I think they're like bolted
stationary.
To the
they are.
Stationary.
They're stationary. They should never. Those, you're right. Those, so as you're looking at the bar, the two to the left should be removed.
There's just two bar stools.
They bolted the bar stools so the bar stools couldn't fall down the stairs, but the patrons
But the patrons
can.
They should have bolted Megan. To the floor.
To the chair.
But it's reasonable to assume, right, if a patron's getting up and there's not a lot of space, that could happen. That does concern me. And look, in our litigious society, you know.
So she has a case.
Look, unless they count my drinks.
I would definitely consult it.
It's too late. What are they going to do? They can't test you.
No.
You say you were sober. But then what's going to happen is bartenders are going to, like, in court say, I personally sold her 7 drinks.
And they're going
to
the
other one's going to say, I sold her 3.
And they're going to pull the tape of Jeff Lewis Live on today where you openly say she drank everything.
Right.
She did. However, still, if you are there and it is a bar where they are serving alcohol, that still means that it's reasonable to assume that someone that is engaging and having some alcohol
cocktails, spirits,
would be there.
Yes.
Spirits.
Yes.
Mimosas, yes.
Could have an accident if the chair is too close to the stairway.
It was.
And there's no railing there behind you?
No.
No.
Not
just open staircase.
Honestly,
behind the bar.
Here's the thing. So she has bumps, bruises, cuts. But I think what's really, you have PTSD. I think that it's the emotional trauma.
What did I tell you happened to me last night? I had nightmares all night long.
She did. She came in and said that. She couldn't sleep.
Couldn't sleep for 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to the hospital for your bumps and your, because did you fall on your back?
We should have called 911.
I can go now because my knee really hurts.
No.
Call 911.
No, I'm not even being funny. Like, I'm dead serious.
No.
Like, sometimes when you do take a fall, like, the way your body reacts,
absorbs
the excitement and everything, like, you may not feel it.
The adrenaline.
Initially. Yeah, your adrenaline. Thank you, Jeff. And, so this may be something that you may feel after a few days, maybe in a week. Are you sure your back's okay? I mean, you should really
check it out.
Or your
head. I think you hit your head.
Yeah, remember I said in memorandum yesterday?
Yes, brain damage.
Yeah, I think I have brain damage.
So instead of saying in memoriam, she said in memorandum.
She definitely has a case. I'm just teasing.
Now, you've already shot several episodes of We Are the People with Judge Lauren Lake,
yes,
which is due to air on September 12th.
Yes, We the People, September 12th.
So
yes,
it's in syndication, so you have to just check your local listings.
Yep. 95% of the country. It's out there. Check your local listings.
And you're going to start shooting again another, I don't know how many episodes you're
doing. We're going to probably do another 60 or so minimum in September.
Wait, wow. I'm sorry. You've done 60 episodes?
Oh, yeah. 60 cases, yeah. Some of them will be in for the full half hour. Some will have 2 cases in a half hour. This is a little different from paternity court where there was just 1 case every half hour.
So I'm sorry. So some episodes there might be 1 case the whole half hour.
Yes.
And then some might be 2.
Yes.
Ever 3 or no? Just 2?
No, never 3.
Okay.
Never 3. Just 1 or 2.
Are there any particular cases that stand out?
Oh, there's so many.
Like, yeah.
Like, coming from the drama of just family drama, right? That's what I did. I mean, I thought, like, I don't know if it could get any more dramatic than this. And family dramas are dramatic. But listening to some of these cases, what's amazing is it's something, like, when you think about it, it's so relatable because you know it could happen to anybody. Like, one case that stands out to me was, like a tattoo. You know those, what do they call them? Now I can't think of the word, Megan.
Oh,
put the eyebrows
microblading.
On. Microblading. Oh, my goodness.
It went wrong.
Oh.
Ramona Singer.
Oh. Oh. No, you guys, literally.
You don't want that to go wrong.
No, and I've always considered, because I always shade my eyebrows in a little bit with a pencil.
Yeah.
But no, the fear is, like,
it's going to go,
what if it goes wrong?
Yeah.
And then you're stuck with it? And then watching, like, people walk in and, like, you know, just seeing the service provider kind of being like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, this is what they showed me. And this is, you know, and it's like, oh, hell no. No, I can't say that. But just thinking about, how do you live your life until these fade?
So somebody came in with microblading gone wrong?
Oh, all the way wrong.
Uh-oh.
I mean, all the way wrong.
Okay, you got to tell me what episode that is.
Okay.
When
it
airs.
But, okay, I will. When it comes up. I don't know the order of it. But there's all of those little things that
tell
for me.
Tell me
like,
more.
Okay.
What did it look like?
Like when I'm sitting there and I'm hearing paternity, like, I know who my child's father is. So I have empathy if you don't, and I still want to solve it. But some of these cases for We the People, they're like the life situations that you don't think of, like weddings positively ruined, like a wedding once where they booked the wedding and it's this beautiful little area, but they had to move it because of weather, like these little situations. But then there was like a stripper event that was slated right after it, right? So they had the pole, and so now they've got like this ultra conservative family doing a wedding, but at the event space the poles are going up, and so all the strippers is stripping and they on the pole. Like, it is like the craziest things that you think, like, this could happen. Like, you don't think about it,
yes,
and it ends up
right.
being a legal drama. And the day, like that day, you never get back. You know, you just think about that. Like, I'm never going to do this again. So this never will never end. All my guests were in the room and there was a full, you know, pole. Well, they said it wasn't a stripper thing. It was a pole dancing event, which I kind of want to do one of those. That's
a lot
of
classes.
That's a lot of arm strength.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't show my arms, because I need some more arm muscles. I digress. But those are the kind of crazy situations, life situations, where you think, what if that had happened? Like, just think about, you know, a birthday party or a shower you did, or you throw something for your dad. Like, you're not thinking that the venue, right, the next thing coming in after you is something.
Pole dancing.
Right. And they're all set up and ready to go because yours is delayed for some reason. There's an overlap. And it's so it's like crazy.
I've been to weddings like that where they start to clear out the venue before you're really done.
Yeah.
So when my middle brother and his wife got married, they started, like, literally when the wedding was over, they started folding the chairs before everybody left.
Oh,
and
it's not a good look.
I thought, like, this is ridiculous.
No, it's not. And then it's those weird things of, you know, someone's mad, but at the same time their event ran a little late. So what do you do? Do you tell the pole dancing class or whatever that really was that, okay, now you're delayed because they're delayed? No, that's not true.
It's like a doctor's appointment.
That's exactly
right. Everybody's now delayed.
That's exactly right. So
it's I just hit the camera. Oops.
The camera's also delayed.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, it's just these bizarre situations where you're sitting there. And what I love about it is that, you know, We the People is a place where, as the judge, I'm able to make the decision based upon the law, but also based upon what I think is morally right or common sense. You know, it's a really interesting thing. I hear a lot of craziness. And you'll be surprised how these little legal things hold people back, like, forever.
Yes. Oh, I bet.
Like, they harp on them forever.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, it'll be 3 years
and
you're still
your
thinking
life.
About it.
Yeah. You have to think about that, too. Like, when you initiate litigation, it just consumes your
can make you
life.
Sick.
That's
too.
Exactly
it
right.
It does make you sick.
Yeah. It does. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what, for me, has been so interesting about this new courtroom, is you think, okay, well, we're dealing in small claims. We're dealing in different things. But small claims can have huge consequences in your life if you don't resolve it.
Yes.
If you don't get down and resolve it. And so you see a lot of emotion. People are, like, really stressed out about things that they just haven't solved legally.
Your Honor, have you ever noticed this at weddings? So, like, the reception and the family members start leaving and they start taking the fucking flower arrangements off the tables.
The families.
Yes.
It drives me crazy.
Yes. Yes. Now, hold on. Now, at my wedding...
And they take them home. You do it, don't you, Jameson?
If they offer.
Look at him.
No, but that's sometimes you tell the person, you do, like, the oldest person in the table gets the flower arrangement. Like, you'll do something
like
that.
But don't take it at 8:30 when the party's going till midnight.
I'm still dancing. You're right. You're
still dancing.
I took them home from your show launch event, but I asked the party planner. I said, what's going to happen to these flowers? And he said, well, we're just going to throw them away. And they were spectacular.
They were, and now I'm mad I didn't get
one. Not let those go in the garbage. Mm-hmm. So I did take them. And you know what?
But you stayed late, though, right?
Yeah.
To the end, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's okay. If you were to leave early and take the flower arrangement, that would be an issue.
No, that's ignorant.
Yeah.
That's ignorant right there.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay. Because you know me. Because that's all I can focus on now. And you know then all your pictures, every time they're, you know, photographing. Somehow that particular table without the flower is going to be in it.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and it's going to irk you. That would drive me crazy.
Now, today, Your Honor, this is how well she knows me. So every morning when I order my coffee, I don't know why I've been doing this, but I usually just put my own sugar in. And every morning, it's a fucking mess. I take the top off, the spills, and then the napkin's a mess. And then you've got the sugar packet. And I just said today, finally, and I think I did snap.
A little bit.
It was
some tonnage.
Yeah. Why don't we just put the sugar in the coffee? Why can't they just do it? And then it would save me
so much. While
they're
making it.
Yeah.
It's efficient.
Just would save me so much stress and so much of a mess. And even Your Honor, as she's watching me, because I'm looking at the mess from the napkin, and she starts cleaning it up.
Well, I just did a clean swipe, and you know, that's just... We have very similar personalities in that way. The napkin was also driving me crazy, but I didn't want to disturb your thing. So I was just waiting for my opportunity to lift and flip
because
it was so smooth. And then I just slid you mine.
I noticed
because
that.
I didn't need it.
Had a brand new clean napkin.
It just boom. And then you put it back down. And
I felt so much better.
And then I rolled it up and I said, that never happened.
Yep.
Because it never happened. It's just, this is
your
real
house
sweet.
Immaculate?
Not always, because CJ's with me now. Mm. So it's not always. It's a little stressful. He set up the dining room table. And, you know, now I'm in my, you know, my sexy loft in West Hollywood, yes. which is completely impractical
with your
for
sexy
him.
New braids and bra.
What? Okay. Okay. Y'all said it, but not me. Okay. But I'm glad you see. Okay. That was a rhyme. But anyway, yes. But now there's no room. I talk in rhymes. I get it from my daddy. But anyway, the little cute house I'm in is now a nightmare because, you know, the bedrooms aren't that large. So he doesn't have room in his room for a desk for anything for his video games and stuff. The fourth whole level is my office that leads to the terrace. So he's like in my office. The dining room table has like video game stuff on it. It is so stressful. I just make him clean it up during the week, and on the weekends, I can do the mess.
Does everything have its place in your house?
Everything.
I know, same with me.
Even a
junk. So I don't lose things.
Even a junk.
Because I know
place.
Where it is. Except even yesterday when I couldn't find my charger because you borrowed it and then didn't put it back.
For Monroe's LOL watch.
Does
you asked
matter?
Me to charge
you
it.
You charged it, but then you never put the charger back. So then
That's
I
true.
Had to call you last night at 7 p.m. and said, you know what? I want to charge my phone, but I can't find the charger. And by the way, a lot of my employees borrow my chargers.
Oh.
And they don't even ask. And then sometimes they don't return them.
Jeff, this happened at your house. Remember, this happened a while ago about the charger. It was Chargergate like a while ago.
Someone took it.
Anthony.
Yeah, someone took
Anthony
the charger.
Had it
That's
in his
exactly
car.
It. And took your charger.
Why would he remove it from my house?
Oh, my God.
Oh, flashback. I don't know. Flashback. But no, really? Stealing and moving chargers?
Yep.
CJ and I have a system. It's a capital offense. Like, you
yes.
don't do that.
Yeah,
you
they
don't
all do it
that
at my house.
Because
drives me nuts.
Your irresponsibility, right, is not my problem, right? If you don't have a charger and you don't have know where your charger
I
is.
I charge my phone at night.
Right. I in the same spot every time.
Yes.
I have them located in every place where I know when I'm in that room, this is where the phone charges. If you move it, it is a problem.
Yep. Well, the worst yes. part, too, is not only did he move it, he unplugged it, put a different cord in. So for the LOL watch, it needed a different cord than my phone.
Oh,
so then I was
mismatched.
Like, which cord? And then I had to, like, figure it out. I said, and I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
Oh, my God.
I did.
It was probably more than
I
that.
Apologize.
It was probably 10 minutes.
CJ and I just had a moment because he's carrying around the white brick with a black cord.
Yep.
I can't. Where is the white cord
yes.
or the black brick? What is happening? He's like, it's fine, Mom. I mean, it's fine. I'm like, no, it isn't.
No.
He just takes the brick off and hands it to me. Like, he's just sick of me. Get your chargers together. I'm sorry. You know, my mom used to always say, if your room's a mess, your life's a mess. Now, I'm going to take that step further. And if you don't know where your chargers are, you don't know who you are.
Ooh.
Okay?
All right.
I don't know where my chargers are. I don't.
You don't know.
Don't steal mine. I don't know where mine are either.
You don't know. You don't know where you're going. Then you do not have a clear idea of where you're going. Mm-hmm. I know where my chargers are. I have a little bag. My travel bag has the chargers. It yep. has everything with it. Do not play with me about charger placement.
Mm-mm.
It's not okay. Look at Jeff. He's having a flashback.
I'm just upset.
He's gonna call Anthony
about Anthony who doesn't work for you anymore.
Yes. Because he actually removed it from my home.
Yes, he did.
That's a
and
lot
he
of
put
damn
it in
nerve.
His car.
Yes, he did.
That's a lot of damn nerve.
It is a lot of damn nerve.
It is.
Come to work prepared.
Yes.
Sounds like a case for We the People, Jeff.
It really
yes,
does.
It does. And as a matter of fact, if you work for me and you're trying to make my life easier, you should have your charger and an extra charger for me just in case I'm somewhere and I don't have a charger.
Oh, yeah. You're asking for a lot.
So let's really get on our jobs, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now yesterday we were about to leave, probably go to a doctor's appointment, and I noticed I was going to say goodbye to Aurora and let her know that when we're coming back, and I noticed she was out in the backyard on the phone, and I said, "Hey, I'm going to be leaving now. I'll be back in 45 minutes. Help yourself to lasagna, whatever, when you're hungry." And I said, "I'm going to go ahead and leave you alone now, so you can get you back to your personal call." She goes, "It's not a personal call. It's my son." Well, isn't that a fucking personal call?
Yeah, but then
that's a personal call.
But your kid, you can take calls.
And
kid.
Here's the other thing: you know I'm leaving. If you're smart, wait till I leave before you get on the phone.
Yeah. That was what I said. I was like, wait 30 seconds.
Wait
out
30
the door.
Seconds. I'm
you can
I'm
do
like,
whatever
on
you
my
want.
Way out the door.
He would never know. Just wait 30 seconds.
And then you don't even have to go outside.
Seconds.
You can just talk there in the living room.
30 seconds.
Put your feet up.
Yeah.
You won't know.
I won't know.
No, it's really true. That's just simple things. I agree with that. I wouldn't have. I mean, honestly. I would have cared. I don't want, even if it's your son, if it's not an emergency, if a text didn't come through first, like it's an emergency or a blow up where it's like four calls in a row. No, just take it when I leave.
The other thing that happened yesterday is that they told me, they, because there's like three of them, they said, they put together a list of things that we need. So there were water wipes on my desk. And they said, Monroe is running out of water wipes. We need to order them. So Shane, I said to Shane, I'm not convinced we're out of water wipes. I bet they didn't even look. And because they're so unorganized, that the water wipes, which I've said to everything else, the lotion, the shampoo, the soaps, one centralized location. But instead, there's like a water wipe here, water wipe there. There's one downstairs. There's one upstairs. And I said to Shane, do not order water wipes. Let's go look. Sure enough, we've got plenty of water wipes. Uh-huh. Nobody looks.
Oh.
Nobody goes through and looks.
We went through this whole thing and we organized, we created centralized locations for all of the things. And there are a stash of wipes that Zoila didn't know about. So we have uncovered the wipes. Everyone knows about the new location. And we're good to go.
But we're good to go until the next product, right? We dealt with this last month with lotion.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got lotion all over the fucking house.
Now we have like 10.
So we kept ordering lotion.
It's a reoccurring theme. Yeah.
It's shortening my life.
Yeah, yeah. And just before I forget, you should put one of the water wipes in the carpool for carpool, just so you know. Have a little wipes.
Do we have wipes in the car?
Oh, it's a great idea.
Those you kids know are what? Dirty. Just cancel. I'm going to pick the kids up. I'm going to pick them up. So you know what? I'm picking them up. Forget it. You can go and get your teeth done. Just get your teeth done. I'm going to go get these babies. Honey, these babies going to be back in this back like, Lord have mercy. Please let us get to the drop-off spot. This man ain't got nothing in here for us. Okay? Yes.
Okay.
Have a little white just in case one of them has something. They may, you know, or something. Sometimes they're hungry.
I have
they
a hairbrush.
Go back into their... No, we don't want to share hairbrushes.
Oh. Like, oh.
No, we don't share hairbrush ever.
No.
Never.
What?
Jeff!
I'll use it. I'll give it to Monroe. Oh, she'll use it. Mine. You'll use it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
I need to take a parenting class.
You really do. Yeah.
I've missed out a lot. Well, because I never read a book. I never watched a show. I never even watch YouTube.
No.
I just wing it.
And you definitely probably now, with her going to school, you don't want to share a brush. With never because
your whole family's gonna get lice,
right? Just in case any kid gets lice,
oh god,
and it jumps and
is it anything
she gets
like crabs? Because that was horrible.
I'm leaving.
Yes. It's just like crabs.
I'm leaving.
Never had lice, but I mean, well, here, yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right, maybe we should take calls. also, want to mention that Ease Celebrity Beef. My episode is on next Tuesday with actress Missy Pyle. It's 10 p.m. I think it's Eastern and Pacific 10 p.m., right?
Right.
On Tuesday. So my episode is next Tuesday, September 6th. I'm hoping Missy Pyle will come in next week and we can discuss. It went down.
I can't wait.
She was holding a lot of resentment over the, you know, those comments we made about Walk, Ride, Rodeo.
Oh, she was. So she took it out on you on the show.
A lot of resentments. Mm-hmm. And I think it was an historical event. It was my first time cooking. I had a 20-minute tutorial from Chef Stu the night before.
Yep.
And I mean, I actually think I'm a natural at it. I did pretty good.
I don't know about that, but you made something that people could
eat. A solid dish. Mm-hmm. A very solid dish that was very tasty, I thought.
Oh.
Did you taste it?
Of course I tasted it. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I needed a lot of water afterwards. to cool my mouth, but otherwise it was very good. Also, pumpkin spice lattes are back.
Oh. Yep.
Today's the day. We're hitting Starbucks right after this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And we should go to Target and Starbucks. It's right in the same complex.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's the one where you don't have to pay for the drinks.
Exactly. Right, we'll just snatch them and get the boosters.
What about the new drink?
What is it?
Yes, there's
it
a
new- It reminded me of the dessert you got at the Beverly Grill.
Wait, what? What new drink?
It's like an apple cobbler fall drink.
Oh, they had that.
I'm worried about the calories.
Apple cobbler. That sounds delicious.
Delicious.
No, for black people, because black people are not into this pumpkin stuff. I don't know what y'all always get so obsessed with.
Oh, is it a white person thing?
Why do white people love pumpkin flavor everything? What is that?
I don't like
spice.
Pumpkin.
What do you like? Pumpkin pie? Pumpkin
love
spice?
Love pumpkin pie.
Oh, my.
I hate pumpkin pie.
That is disgusting.
It's an apple.
Pumpkin hot chocolate.
It's an apple crisp macchiato. It's apple crisp.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
so
well,
you don't like pumpkin?
Mm-mm. Sweet potato pie, not pumpkin
Same.
Pie. They don't.
Well, maybe they need
a black girl.
I think I'm black.
Jeff, you said I look very tan today, too.
But no, really, every time this pumpkin fascination comes over us for fall, I'm always like, okay, and do not at me and don't be in my comments. If you're black and you like pumpkin, yay for you. I'm making a generalization and it's a joke. But it is, surprises me because I am not into pumpkin anything.
Well, you know what Starbucks should do is they should make a sweet potato latte.
Ooh, that'd be delicious.
Why has anyone thought of that? You know why? There's probably no black executives.
You know what? Because there's not enough black people at the table. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Representation. We'd get more drinks. Yes. That's it, Jeff. That's
it. The pumpkin spice latte is 390 calories, but my listener said I'm going to get it with oat milk with no whip, and that's going to bring the caloric intake
down. Probably same with apple crisp.
And by the way, those little ice cream cones that we have,
yeah.
How many calories do you think they are?
100.
140. I thought it was like 300, and last night I ate one, and Stu had one. I'm like, it's only 140 calories. He's like, let's have another. I said, no, we're going to leave it at the 140. But yeah, I mean.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They had that last year.
Oh, 320. Maybe I will try.
And you get apple crisp.
Oh, that's oat milk.
Yes, that's oat milk. I like oat milk better. I think it'll be delicious.
I do too.
Oat milk
is good. Otherwise, it would be if you get regular milk, it's going to
a lot more.
Yep. Well, we're going to go there.
I'm going to try that too.
I don't like coffee. I wonder if
they
can do it in a tea.
I have to buy 4 booster seats apparently because I need 2 for Lisa and 2 for me today. Right?
Target's going to
make out. Let's take Catherine in New Jersey.
I was an administrator in a previous life, and we're not allowed to put the children in the car unless there are booster seats. It's against the law.
That's what I thought.
We just said that on the break.
Do you realize, Catherine?
We just said that, Megan and I. We said, we don't think they're going to put them in the car if there's no booster seats.
Catherine, I was going to go pick up those kids with no boosters.
You would have been sent away. That would have been embarrassing.
I may be late to my veneer polish because I've got to go to Target.
Yeah, you got
to
go right now.
But we get the pumpkin spice latte at the same time.
Well, obviously.
I'm sorry about there's no sweet potato latte.
That's okay. We're going to work on it because we can get some black people there.
Yep. That's right.
Judge Lord Lake, thank you so much for being here. Have a great day, everybody.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.